Elise Stefanik, Biden complicit in Governor Cuomo's nursing home cover-up. By Kyle Morris on July 23, 2021. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, released a statement on Friday lambasting President Joe Biden and his Department of Justice, DOJ, for failing to investigate coronavirus-related nursing home deaths in certain states across America, specifically New York. This decision from President Biden's Department of Justice makes President Biden complicit in the criminal corruption scandal and cover-up of deaths of thousands of vulnerable seniors, said Stefanik. New Yorkers deserve answers and accountability. I was the first member of Congress to call for an investigation into Governor Cuomo's corrupt criminal cover-up, and I will continue to fight for the families who lost loved ones because of the cruelty and corruption of our governor. Stefanik added as she requested the DOJ Inspector General investigate the matter. Stefanik said, I call on the DOJ Inspector General to look into this matter. What did Governor Cuomo promise President Joe Biden in his White House meeting? And how can the DOJ not investigate such a blatantly criminal cover-up? Tens of thousands of heartbroken New Yorkers are counting on us to deliver justice for their loved ones. We will never give up. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. As previously reported by Breitbart, enacted controversial policies to place coronavirus-infected patients into nursing homes to recuperate, effectively spreading the disease among the most susceptible population. In March, it was reported that Cuomo's aides rewrote a report from state health officials to hide 9,250 coronavirus deaths in nursing homes and long-term care facilities in fear of federal investigation and political scrutiny. Reports on Cuomo's negligence and intentional hiding of the numbers first surfaced in February, and the governor's office said he did not tell the truth in an attempt to prevent then-President Donald Trump's administration from questioning the situation and making politically motivated attacks. Taking no responsibility for the scandal, Cuomo later blamed the toxic political environment and disinformation for the new numbers he released. A report on the situation from the Wall Street Journal said the governor's advisors stripped the number of nursing home residents who died after they were transferred to a hospital from the report, making the numbers lower for Cuomo's reporting. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.